If you remember one of Saturday Night Live's long-running segments, Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy, you may wonder if there actually is a person named Jack Handy. There is, and he's the kind of writer people describe as legendary. And in fact, he's now written his own legend, and here he is to tell that disconcerting tale.
The Legend of Me by Jack Handy. They say that when the October moon is full and the swamps and meadows are covered with an eerie mist, I will put down my beer and go walking through the streets. According to legend, my hair will stick out wildly from lying on the couch all day. I will walk with an awkward stagger, my arms held forward. No one knows why I walk this way. Some say it is to be ready in case I trip. Others say it is to make sure I don't go face first through a spider web. When I am abroad on the land, many of the frightened townspeople report hearing a ghastly, blood-curdling howl. This is the part of the legend that hurts my feelings the most, because I think they're talking about my singing. Some stories claim that if you confront me during my midnight walks and chant, Jack Handy, give me some candy, that I will give you some candy. Man, forget it. I need that candy. I am said to prey upon young lovers, and that if I look into a bedroom window and see them having sex, I will stand there and watch with my red, flaming eyes. But I am not looking for young lovers. I am usually looking for something else, like, I don't know, my lost treasure or something. They say I can turn into a bat. I can, but not very well. What I am probably best at is wandering into a party and transforming myself into someone who looks like he might have been invited. And woe to him who fingers me as an imposter, for he will be greeted by a hideous hissing sound coming from the tires of his car. It is whispered that I can suck the blood out of you. Others say I can start to tell a joke, but then get really confused and not remember how the joke goes, and start over again and again until it drives you mad. But it's not my fault. You see, I am the offspring of an unholy union between a man and what people in these parts call a woman. Some of the townspeople believe in me, and some don't. Sadly, even those who believe in me are reluctant to loan me money. A few say I exist, but that I'm actually dead. As evidence, they point to the old gravestone in the cemetery with my name carved on it. But I have apologized for doing that and agreed to do community service. People are always asking if there's anything they can hold up that will frighten or repel me. One is a screaming baby. To be honest, just about anything you hold up is going to frighten me. About the only thing I can think of that might not is an ice cream cone, so long as the ice cream isn't in a scary shape. Legend says that if sunlight ever hits me, I will wither into a pile of dust. That's true. Can I be stopped by bullets or clubbing? Of course I can. What are you thinking? And I would appreciate it if you wouldn't shine a flashlight in my face. How did I come to this curse? I'll tell you. I was bitten by a wolf. And not an ordinary wolf, but something called a schnauzer. A schnauzer owned by my so-called friend Don. Ever since then, I am compelled to wander the night like a schnauzer. They say my midnight haunts will never end until I am united with my true love. The sad thing is, I don't even know her name. It's that French girl from the movie Swimming Pool. But unless I can figure out the area code for France, my love is probably doomed. And so I stalk. Usually Friday and Saturday nights are the main times I go stalking. And also, like I said, the moon should be full and mist covering things. But to be honest, it could be pretty much any night of the week.
To justify the end. Dancing in the moonlight, it's caught me in its spotlight. It's alright. Dancing in the moonlight on this long hot summer night.
Jack Handy with The Legend of Me. John Delore produced that piece. We'll have more Jack Handy next week, and you can hear him in the meantime online at studio360.org.